So there's everything in the Six Nations. You've got to share. You can't judge. You can't have to have that unconditional love. And when you go in there with that humility and that respect through offering, oh, they're not going to bite you. You're not going to have welts and welts of mosquito bites because of the sage, because of this, you know, the medicines.
Because you're purified.
Yeah. So that's what it's all about, connection.
Yeah.
In all these four major medicines, tobacco to connect you to the knowledge, sage to clean you up, to clean your mind, to get rid of that adversity, that hindrance. You see how strong it smells?
Mm-hmm.
Powerful, right?
Good smell, though.
Yeah. And cedar, it gets sweeter. It gets a little bit sweeter than this masculine sage, right? And then you get to the sweet grass. Ooh. You're flying. You're flying like the eagle.
Yeah.
You're flying like the lynx running across the ice. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So good stuff. So this is where I find. But it's the work. That's what we're teaching. That's how I was taught. You gotta do the work. You can't just use it as a token. You can't sell it. You can't buy it. If you need sage, you go pick it out. Go pick it. Go find it. You don't need to capitalism. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is such a gift, this harvest we have. We don't have to go and buy it. We don't have to go. So these are things that we teach the students. We gotta decolonize ourselves. Capitalism is a colonial process. It's nice, it's convenient.
Mm-hmm. But
oh, I need some sweet grass. I'm gonna go down to the corner store and get some. Even Amazon is selling sweet grass. Who did that? Who? So this is what we teach, that you want sweet grass, you go find it. You grow it yourself.